Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, female students graduating from college in 2009 paid off only 2% of their student loans in the first 13 years of having them. At this rate, they'll never pay them off. Meanwhile, men paid off 30% of their loans over the same period of time. Which seems like a lot, but it means it'll take another 20 to 30 years to pay them off. And meanwhile, boomers just say pull yourself up by your bootstraps and buy a $1 million house. It's all a big joke. The only hope for many women these days is to marry a rich guy or get some inheritance to bail them out. Up next, scientists suggest that prehistoric women are probably better at hunting than men were. And here's the scientist saying that. Yes, and throughout history, most inventors were black too. The best Viking warriors were black women, and even the original Eskimos were Latinos. This woman's study is based on one location where a female was buried near some ancient fishing poles. Not with them, just near them. If women are better hunters, then why are the majority of hunters today men? Number three, this article says to give trans staff extra breaks to adjust their underwear so they can tuck in their schwing-schwangs properly instead of letting it all hang out. This was a Supreme Court ruling. Looks like they don't really want equal rights, but prefer to receive special privileges. People will read these headlines in 1,000 years and use them as an example as to what led to the cause of the collapse of civilization. Moving on, here's the difference between men in movies in the 80s versus today. Then again, many guys today will tell you they prefer watching the man on the right because the man on the left looks like gay corn. The scariest thing today is that men trying to pass as female and feminine do a much better job of being feminine than most of today's modern women. Hell, even Patrick Swayze and Wesley Snipes look more feminine into Wong Fu in this 1995 film. Number five, your dentist, parents, and nutritionist will all tell you that you're living life wrong. But the guy at the liquor store will always tell you that you've made an excellent choice. It's the only place you can go for positive reinforcement, it seems. What a great marketing gimmick. Every dealer needs their customers to keep buying their products. These days, between weed, food, and video games, liquor store owners can't afford to alienate their customers. Up next, there was quite the bait and switch in the West. We were told to stop having as many kids because we were overpopulated. But now that people aren't having kids, the West imports brown people from the third world. Yes, and the next step for rich whites, they can leave the West due and let it all collapse. It wasn't going to last forever. The economy is a pyramid scheme that collapses if it ever stops growing. And the migrants keep it growing as long as possible. Number seven, and speaking of collapse in America, in Minnesota, 17 miles of streetlights are out from copper theft. This is what happens when you import the third world like Somalians. You lose the high-trust society that you once lived in, and it's only going to get worse. I would find out who's buying the copper and arrest them first and punish them the hardest to deter future thefts. The same thing is happening in LA as well. In Oakland, they replaced the traffic lights with stop signs, believe it or not. Moving on, if you got on this plane, how would you react? I would be worried they'd be more busy having sex than flying it. You just know that pilot's gonna get blown, and Mia Khalifa is the captain. And you just know it's gonna be a bumpy ride. I would also be sure to ask that female pilot about her failed attempted career as a sportscaster. Either that or I'd ask where the real pilot is, and why there's a stewardess sitting in his chair. Number nine, remember guys that the government doesn't earn money. It takes it by force through taxation regardless of if you agree how they're going to use it or not. Also remember the biggest theft is inflation. It's insidious and most people don't notice it because it takes 10 or 20 years to noticeably impoverish them. Even Javier Milei does the exact same thing. That's how his salary and expenses are paid for. Most government money is given as corrupt contracts to politicians, family, and friends. Up next, Australia records some of the highest rates of aggressive cancer in the world among younger adults, and they say they don't know why. It's a real Scooby-Doo mystery now, isn't it? Some people are saying it's because of alcohol. Funny that a generation or two ago, people used to drink like a fish and they were fine. Funny how turbo cancer only showed up after 2021 or 2022. We all know what it is, but we can't say anything about it because YouTube might give me a strike or have some of us banned. Number 11, some people say that being awake or aware of reality isn't cool, because it means you have to dumb down 95% of your conversations so you don't sound a little bit like a lunatic. I refuse to dumb myself down when talking to people and they start feeling bad because I'm often more intelligent than them, and they start hating me for it. People hate the truth, and they hate people smarter than them. If you speak the truth in an intelligent way, then they want to end you. Moving on, boomers and Gen X are pissed off because the only reason there are safety precautions today is because of all the kids that didn't survive the dangerous things that we did as kids. We used to ride bikes without helmets, play on playgrounds made of sharp steel and discarded tires. We were forced to toughen up and smarten up, and life wasn't easier supervised. But today there are way too many soft adults that ghost their employers because work is hard. Pain and suffering made me the man that I am today. Today everything is being done to help kids avoid pain and suffering entirely. Number 13, speaking of tough people, Russia didn't even see beer as being an alcoholic drink until 2011. Anything with less than 10% alcohol was previously considered a soft drink. Millions of Russian men died thanks to drinking after the fall of the Soviet Union. I guess that's probably why they have no problems losing 750,000 men in a couple years in Ukraine. The Russian idea of casual drinking is from a bottle that can actually fuel a rocket. Up next, this guy organized his online base, but in real life his room looks like a bomb went off in it. Also, these days people spend more time in their virtual worlds than the real one. So I guess now we know why he doesn't care about his room. Dude's room is so bad that it'll probably make Jordan Peterson cry. But then again, the room on the internet is work efficient, and the one in real life is just a controlled chaos mess. Number 15, some guy tells a trans person they can mutilate kids or dance in front of them without their clothing anymore. The leftist says that's literally genocide. And in a way it is, because people like that don't reproduce. They recruit. So maybe we can eliminate people like that altogether by enforcing and creating laws that protect children from pervert PDF files like this. Banning them from social situations is the next best thing, since we can't actually put them in asylums. Moving on, here's the difference between the inbreeding in Hollywood and the inbreeding in real life. What happened? Looks like Mohammed married his cousin Zainab, and now many Muslims follow in his footsteps and marry their cousins too. It's a bad idea, because it lowers your IQ by 5 to 10 points, and can mess up your genetic health, especially in places like Pakistan. Alabama's got nothing on Pakistanis. 62% of people marry their cousins there. In 6 Muslim countries, you're more likely to marry your cousin than you are outside the family. Number 17, Sophie Hagen is a fat, queer, white, non-binary, non-disabled person, and wonders if they'll ever actually have sex again. I think this is the closest I've seen a woman come to being a femcel. I don't know about you, but I think that the resemblance to Big Boy is absolutely uncanny. Maybe she should apply to be their mascot. They would just have to change the part that says Big Boy to Big Person instead. My guess is that she will die sad and alone. Up next, what do you call girls like this one? How about obese? This fluffy snow bunny looks like she's been run through by a train of BBCs. And her bottom half looks like the back end of a two-person horse suit. Also, if she's this big in her 20s, then just imagine how morbidly obese she's going to be in her 40s if she even makes it there. Then again, a new study reveals that overweight women live longer than men who mention their fats. Number 19, here's the power of Bitcoin. Meet Bob. He owns 18 Bitcoin, and Alice is only 18 years old. Looks like Bitcoin truly is a game changer. This is what we call the Zoomer and Boomer Bitcoin romance. But you just know that soon enough, it'll get split 9-9. But he hasn't actually won in life, because in her country, she's only a 2. But I don't believe this story, and somehow I think that he's got way more than 18 of them. All it takes is BTC plus Viagra, and Bob's your uncle. Moving on, looks like Chick-fil-A got in the spirit of Pride Month this year, with this advertisement saying that their pickles don't touch, just like God intended. Now let's hope that the YouTube censors let this one through, and hopefully they're smart enough to understand that this is just a joke. Here's a better one from last year, saying sinner, sinner, chicken dinner, and that their sandwich is hotter than hell. I'll have to try this one when I'm in the States again. Number 21, Hayden says that America's lack of public transit with subways is a global embarrassment. Actually, most U.S. states are bigger than most European countries and have very low density, so subways don't really make any sense. Even in Toronto, only one or two of our subway lines are actually profitable. The only potential embarrassment I see here is that cities in Texas don't have a subway. Also, the U.S. has a bigger rail network than all of Europe. Up next, Bonnie Blue's next challenge is to sleep with 2,000 men in a single day. If you look up gooning content, you'll see that she's more stretched out than a balloon. Her lips look massive and pouty, and no, I'm not talking about the ones on her face. I feel like she's about to create a new STD called Bonnie Blue Balls. She's going to give each guy only 43 seconds, and that doesn't include bathroom breaks. Then I suspect that she's going to deuce 3K, 4K, and even 5K men. Women have turned getting run through into an Olympic sport. Number 23 Rose here says that she uses this photo on eBay as a profile, and every single lowball offer she throws out is accepted. Shocking. Another woman using her sexuality to get what she wants from Sims. I can just see it now. I only have 30 bucks, but I really want this TV. I'm assuming that sellers that she's targeting are thirsty Indian men. Then again, from what I remember, eBay isn't X. Nobody looks at profile pictures on eBay. Moving on, Tinder is implementing a height filter for its users, which will allow women to filter out men based on height. First they said they'd do this as an April Fool's joke, and now they've done it for real. That way women will be able to filter out the top 5% of guys based on height. So that instead of swiping right on 5% of guys, now they'll swipe right on only 1%. And you just know that they'll never make a filter for women's weight. That would be way too sexist. They can only be sexist against men. Number 25 and the last one, what the hell happened to Cynthia Erivo? Why would she shave her head and get surgeries to make herself look like a trans woman? She went from looking like Bill Burr's wife to something that escaped from the third ring of hell. Just imagine how great she's going to look in another 15 years. Also, have you seen her hands? They look like the hands of some kind of monster. So that's it for another memes of the week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.